Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
COVID-19 gave many Massachusetts high school students an unexpected break from the MCAS. That's a series of standardized tests they have to pass in order to graduate. But this past spring, the MCAS returned, and it seems the tests may get more difficult. State officials want to raise the minimum score needed to pass the test starting in 2026. As WBUR's Max Larkin reports, some officials and activists say that's a step in the wrong direction.
Imagine it. You've been in a new country for months, then you're given a biology test in a new language, one you've barely learned.
I was given a dictionary, Spanish English dictionary. And I was placed in a room, and I was told, good luck.
It's like a nightmare. But it happened to Jonathan Guzman back in 2011 in Lawrence.
I was translating word by word and then putting it together into a sentence and trying to figure out, is this a trick question or is this the definition that they're looking for? And I failed it. I failed the MCAS, the biology.
Guzman had been an A student in his native Puerto Rico with a special passion for biology. He had come to the United States in part to pursue that passion, so the failing score was devastating. 11 years later, Guzman is now a college graduate and the vice chair of Lawrence's school committee. He says many students there, overwhelmingly immigrants and English learners like himself, face the same long odds that he did on the MCAS.
We have amazing talent and upcoming leaders. Being book smart and being able to solve problems in new ways that don't reflect on these tests.
The 10th grade MCAS has been a graduation requirement in the Massachusetts public schools for almost 20 years. And for some state policymakers, a rigorous, high-stakes exit exam is still a big part of why those schools lead the nation by many metrics. But some students say the test seems to detract from their learning, not add to it.
You see, every scientist will tell you that no two brains are the same.
In May, students from Boston's Snowden International High School gathered in Copley Square. They were putting the MCAS on mock trial.
So please explain why you treat students like cookie cutter frames or snapback caps, giving us this one size fits all crap.
Freshman Gigi Green spoke for the prosecution through portable speakers and mostly in rhyme.
But if this testing doesn't benefit students or teachers, then why are we doing this?
While standardized testing is required under federal law, exit exams are not. Massachusetts is one of only 11 states still using a test as a graduation requirement. Only about 1 in 10 students don't pass the test each year statewide, but in Lawrence and places like it, that proportion can climb much higher. The state's Board of Education thinks the English section of the test has become too easy to pass. They're voting on whether to make it harder, starting with freshmen incoming this fall. But some do see the logic for a high-stakes MCAS, and even the move to make it harder to pass.
I think there's at least an argument to be made for raising standards raises expectations, and that the goal of the system then is to support all students to meet those standards.
That's John Pape, a professor of education at Brown University. He studied the state schools for over a decade, and he found that students who just barely passed the 10th grade MCAS under its old rubric often didn't go on to earn a living wage as adults. Back in Lawrence, Jonathan Guzman says he was determined to overcome the disappointing score from his first try. So he hit the books, enrolling in every MCAS tutoring program he could find. And on the second attempt, he passed. That story could be seen as proof that a meaningful, difficult test can get the most out of students, wherever they come from. But Guzman himself is not convinced.
But that's my story, right? And I can tell you from experience of seeing my friends just saying, you know what, this is not for me, dropping out.
As the MCAS comes back into full force, Guzman worries that his success story will remain an outlier, locking Lawrence and places like it on the losing side of a high-stakes game. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.